Dublin Airport Authority will be asked today for guarantees that the chaotic scenes and long queues experienced at the airport last weekend won't be repeated. It's now estimated 1,400 people missed flights on Sunday after thousands of passengers were forced to queue outside and inside both terminal buildings. And as you know by now, staffing shortages are being blamed. The matter is to be raised in the European Parliament by Midlands North West Fine Gael MEP Colm Markey, who's on the line now. Colm Markey, good morning to you and welcome. Well, what's been your reaction from what you've heard about what happened and what you're reading and hearing about since the weekend?
Well, sure, I think everybody is very concerned about it from a number of levels. Like, obviously, I actually came through Dublin Airport myself on Monday morning and I experienced the whole situation, which was chronic, to be honest about it. But I think there's a broader issue at play here. Like, we've struggled for the last couple of years with the whole COVID pandemic in terms of particularly our tourism trade. And the idea that Dublin Airport is so difficult, it's actually, it could send a message out. As we said, we were saying, it's like there'll be no Cade Mhilleadh Fáilte this year, basically, yeah. Because the reality is, if people get the perception that it's not worth the trouble, like I was talking to a number of people even over here in Brussels, said they won't go home because of the hassle they'd have coming and going through Dublin Airport. And if that sort of message is out there, apart from just the inconvenience for people, it's also bad for the country as a whole. And then if you put that alongside the scenario where hotel rooms are going through the roof and then even the cost of car hire, like if that message gets out there, then it's very bad for us.
The message is out there, unfortunately, and as far as many people are concerned, the damage has already been done. It's the 1st of June. Remember, we're heading into the peak holiday season. But what can happen, or what do you want to happen at EU level? You're on the Parliament's Transport and Tourism Committee.
Yeah, I'm on the Transport and Tourism Committee, and I do want to bring it up at that level because, like, it's not just Dublin. To be fair to Dublin, they're not the only ones that have the problem. I think in Schiphol, they have a similar problem in Holland, outside Amsterdam, in Lisbon, in Mallorca. There's a number of airports that are in a similar situation. And there's probably a couple of key things. I suppose in relation to the COVID pandemic, there was, let's say, redundancies, and those positions haven't been refilled. And certainly I think the suggestion is with the DAA that over 1,000 people took redundancy. And so there's definitely a shortage of staff and that needs to be addressed. But equally, like, there's like new technology around scanning equipment for airports. So you don't have to, in the normal scenario, like you have to take your liquids out and you have to take your computers or whatever out of your bags. Like all that could be avoided with new technology and scanning. I've come through some of the airports in recent times where that technology is in place and it really does speed things up. So certainly staffing is one issue. Definitely, obviously the technology thing won't be sorted tomorrow morning, but definitely that could be looked at. And another situation is that like 87% of the flights that go out of Ireland go out through one airport, through Dublin Airport. And like we have plenty of other capable airports, be it Shannon, Knock, Cork, even Donegal.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. Why can't that happen? Why can't that happen? Why is that not a solution being looked at?
Well, I think that solution has to be looked at because certainly like the capability in some of the other airports is quite good. Now, I actually had a meeting with Ryanair in relation to some other things yesterday and I just mentioned it with them, but I'm also meeting with Aer Lingus tomorrow as well. So both of them, I would be looking at the possibility of looking at new routes from, let's say, Shannon or from Knock to go to other to service the need as well. And like, if you consider that a tourism need is into the west of Ireland, I think it's important to look at the possibility of some alternative routes as well. And like, if you consider 87% of the flights come through one airport, it doesn't really make sense. And particularly if they are tourists that want to, the main destination for tourists that visit, well, Dublin is one of them, but the west coast is certainly a key tourism destination. And why not try and look at some chance to fly some direct flights into it?
Okay, well, finally, the airport is one issue, but you briefly mentioned the situation with hotels, the prices they're charging, which has kept our phone lines busy, I can tell you, over the past few days. There's a bit of payback here, you feel, in that hotels and establishments like them were helped during the COVID crisis.
Absolutely.
By government.
I think on a couple of levels, like, they were helped in relation to, let's say, the various packages that were put in place for staff and for businesses would have helped the hotels in particular to sustain their businesses when things were quiet, and they did have challenging times. But equally, the VAT rate, that wasn't just for COVID, that was even in place during the recession as well. like, there has been a lot of effort made for the hospitality sector over the last number of years, and I think at this, in this point, like, just a, if like, possible price gouging, I suppose, is something that just isn't acceptable given the support that was given over the last number of years. And I think, look, people understand that the hotels have to make a profit, but there's a profit and then there's extortionate prices. They're two different things, and I think there certainly has been. Like, I think even the Tourist had said during the week there, like, that if people weren't being realistic about this, that maybe the VAT rate would have to be relooked at. And I think one of the other things that's been said too is as regards to the Ukrainian situation. Like, and the reality is the Ukrainians are only occupying by 5% of the hotel rooms, particularly in Dublin anyway. So it's not as if, like, people can use something like that as a reason. And I think it's more like that there needs to be more capacity, certainly in terms of hotel rooms. But for what's there, there needs to be conscious that they'll send the wrong message out if they're charging too much.